In Florida, spring training is sprouting fastballs and curveballs, and who knows, maybe even a few knuckleballs, too. But in one town, the pitches are tomatoes, each and every one. On a certain special afternoon every year, ordinary citizens in Dania Beach crowd into a roped-off field and hurl ripe red fruit at each other. Or ripe red vegetables, depending on your food chart. It's part of the town's tomato festival. Lynn Milner reports.
There are two secrets to winning a tomato fight. Stay low and carry as many tomatoes as you can.
Last year I wore a pair of baggy pants that looked like they looked fit two of us. I had a shirt with a pocket made in it, and I carried it all in my sleeve. I had an extra sleeve, so I didn't have to go back to the bin.
That's Dania Beach City Commissioner Mac McElyea. He's in short sleeves today, sizing up the battleground at the far end of Frost Park, near Dania's main drag. He's dressed in red from head to toe. Commissioner McElyea has slung tomatoes in these fights since the 1940s. The rules don't apply to him. But there are rules. Tom Tisdale is in charge.
Below the neck, and we do have everyone sign a waiver that is holding us harmless that goes in there.
Fight time approaches, and a man removes the lids from 30 boxes, revealing soft, red tomatoes that have ripened in the sun for 2 weeks. He hacks at them with a machete, like a hapless salad chef. Referee Marty Holloway gathers the players, 10 per team. The tomatoes will fly in 15-minute spurts.
Believe it or not, you may not even last 15 minutes. That's a long time. Usually go 10 minutes, and then I give you like a couple-minute break. I do this number here. And your break. Go back to your corners. The boxes stay where they are. You can take as many tomatoes out as you can carry, but don't take the boxes.
Who carries you off if you just collapse?
Holloway directs the fighters to their corners.
Ready?
Let's go!
Go, 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 go!
The air is a blur with tomatoes. One woman uses the front of her shirt as a basket, loading it to capacity. Commissioner McElyea covers the back line. People in the audience are getting hit and throwing back. Children at the edge of the field beg the players for tomatoes, which they then sidearm at the adults. Players are slipping on the grass. It's hard to say who's winning, but after 15 minutes, the siren sounds and the referee points to McElyea's team. Slap happy, Mac's team fights three more rounds, winning them all. When it's over, Tim Ryan tends to his brother John, who took a tomato to the face.
Oh, yeah, big welt under the eye.
He has a welt under his right eye and some superficial damage to the nose, a little bit of blood coming out. I expect a proud shiner tomorrow morning.
Full recovery in 3 days, don't worry.
Tim Ryan was on McElyea's winning team. It seems important to say here that he's a Florida State legislator.
We trained hard, we charged gloriously, and we were undefeated. We were a team that fought with great passion. I did lobby in order to get on that team.
Mark Berger, a realtor on the losing team, is a little bitter.
I think we got more headshots, we got more knee smashes, but you know, it's a political town. We really didn't stand a chance. We didn't have the connections.
It's easy to spot who played the hardest. Their shirts are covered with red, soggy splotches. Clumps of pulp are in their hair. Seeds cling to their foreheads. Their sneakers are plastered with skins. These are the winners. But when it's all said and done, who really wins a tomato fight? That may be a question for the philosophers or the Food Network. In the meantime, there's cleanup to attend to. How will the people of Dania rid themselves of the stench of war? Mark Berger says there's a book on it.
Red Badge of Courage.
For NPR News, I'm Lynn Milner in Dania Beach, Florida.